severing. Whenever we're suffering or being punished, we should know, because of some past forbidden action we did. If we are intelligent, our suffering will inspire us to avoid forbidden immoral actions in the present. Dharma Shastra explained, Dharma Shastras explain the specific results of forbidden activities. You can read them and understand what you did to attain a particular suffering you may be having now in this life. Bhakti leads to release from three sources of misery. Even though bhakti has these qualities, it does not manifest for every devotee. It manifests in some special cases. The example of Prahlad Maharaj, he was tortured by his father, but he remained untouched by suffering because his mind was fixed on Krishna. In some cases, great devotees like Pandavas, even their suffering is a manifestation of bhakti. Their suffering is not due to the three gunas of nature. Krishna Chakravarti says that bhakti does not always manifest her qualities, so that unscrupulous people do not take the bhakti. My practical experience is that a devotee feels pain like anyone, but the devotee tolerates it as if it is inevitable. This is Krishna's advice in Gita 2.14, Tantra Sabharata. So how can we manage pain? If it's possible to remove the cause of pain, then remove it. Take modern medicine, painkillers for physical pains. Mentally, you can try to fix your mind on Krishna and know that you're not the body. Rupa Goswami says in Nectar Devotion that the symptom of sadhana bhakti is klesha, agni, and shubhada, that one gets relief from klesha, which means removal of vidya that causes pain. Bhakti is Krishna's internal potency. Bhakti is personal and supremely independent. Therefore, bhakti has the qualities of Kshayagni, she may not manifest it. Bhakti Devi can decide when and where to manifest this potency. It's not that she must always manifest it or that it happens automatically. That would be possible if bhakti were only a principle and not a person. Just as if you bring light, darkness will be dispelled. Another point to consider, that if one's klesha, or misery or suffering, is not destroyed by sadhana bhakti, then perhaps one doesn't have bhakti. We may wrongly assume that we are bhaktas and have bhakti. So to see the effect of bhakti, one must follow it properly, as described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is the same book that describes that bhakti destroys all suffering, kleshagni. However, to practice bhakti, to get rid of suffering, goes against the very definition of uttam bhakti, which says that one should be devoid of all other desires, engage in service of pleasing Krishna. It is said when bhakti manifests in the heart of the devotee that Krishna experiences extreme bliss. How is that possible? Krishna gives his own energy in the form of bhakti to a devotee. When a devotee has bhakti, the devotee offers loving service to Krishna, and Krishna feels happy with that seva, although the outcome is this happiness he feels is an outcome of his own shakti, his own bhakti. It's like a father giving money to a young child who buys a nice gift for the father and gives it to the father. The father feels very happy and says, "This is a very nice gift you've given me." Although the money to buy that gift came from the father. So the bhakti or devotion it was received as a gift from Krishna. The devotee uses that bhakti and the desire to serve and please Krishna by serving Krishna, and Krishna feels happy with that service, although he's the source of that seva and the source of the happiness. Jai Radhe Shyam 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 Ki Jai Ho Shyam Shyam Ki Jai Ho. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Suffering. The world is full of suffering. Why is that? People say if you ask someone, why is the whole world full of suffering? People give the following answers. God is cruel and a sadist. God loves to see people suffer. Number two, God is compassionate but powerless. He's unable to help. God is not powerless, but he's also not compassionate. Although he's able to help, he doesn't do so. God is ignorant about the suffering of people. The idea of helping suffering souls does not cross his mind. But we don't, our Krishna conscious answer to this is, reality is that Krishna is not responsible at all for the suffering of anyone. People suffer because of their own misdeeds. There's a law of karma and everyone is the architect of his or her own destiny. God does not interfere with this. The real cause of suffering is ignorance about ourselves and God. Ultimately, the only cause of suffering is a lack of love. Love is the solution to all problems. Therefore, Krishna comes himself or sends his messenger to teach people to love God. Save his bliss. Jai Radhe Shyam.